And I want to start a new... Okay, now it's L. Okay, so now you have a sense.
Well, we need that sensory for...
No, no, I bet...
Underwear I can use for everything. But first, thank you for coming.
Thank you.
See all my family here.
That's very moving. Thank you.
We appreciate that. You might say how people are so coming here. Okay. I just get a little story. It's so easy to go on. My name is K.L. Shum. I was born in city Longcheng.
In Longcheng?
Yeah, Longcheng. I was the oldest son in my family. I had three brothers, two sisters. Mostly, helping my mother and father working at the farm.
So they had a...
Yeah, we got a small farm, but we had to help him. Then when I was in about 17 or 18 years old, I go and join the army. 3 years. This the I go to see is this the car there.
Wow. So the Wow Veterans of America.
Yes. So I was doing that for 3 years. Then I come back to the village to help in my people. Then
can we back up a little bit? About what year were you born?
This,
I know it's hard to...
Yeah, 1957.
So... When you went into the army, were they already fighting or what?
Yeah, they were already fighting. The country, they're already fighting. It's 1961 to 1975. This the country are fighting. So the General Wang Pao is the leader of the Hmong people. So we have to work for the CIA. Try to help in United States cut out the path north to south.
And how did you recognize who was the enemy again? By dress or? Very confusing.
For the Hmong people, they are very small group of the Hmong people, but mostly they are army. So it doesn't matter the enemy is the army too. So when you see that, you recognize that it's the clothing is there. Yeah.
So, can you go back when you were younger? And what was life like? You were farming. Did you go to school or no? Or
I don't have much time to go to school because I'm the older. In my mother, father, family, so mostly they're helping them to grow food and things.
Do you remember what kind of crops?
Mostly we grow rice, sticky rice, corn, and vegetable, whatever it is.
And animals too, or no?
We raise chicken, cow, or pig.
So how did you decide to go into the Army? Did people come and say, we want you, or did you hear?
For the most people, we are very small group, so 70, 61 to 75, the country are fighting, but we don't have people. The population is too small, so it doesn't matter you lie or you don't lie, you have to go.
Okay.
You have to go down to fight. Mostly it's a boy, not a girl.
Well, and I also heard that many of the men and the boys, they die. There's a huge...
Yeah. Yeah.
You're one of the lucky ones.
Yeah, it's about the... 61 to 75, we lost about 35,000 people in the Army.
Was it similar to your wife's experience where
yeah.
they were bringing people all the time?
Yeah, the same, almost the same story, because we came from one country.
And how far are your two places from where you live?
Oh, far away.
Very far away.
Far away.
So you were in the Army for, you say?
3 years.
For 3 years?
Mm-hmm.
And the Americans were with you. What was this like? Because for me, I don't
know. Oh, okay. Mostly,
you can take a picture.
We got the CIA as the leader of the country for the Hmong people, so everything is depend on the CIA.
So they had Americans and the Hmong people fighting together?
Yeah, mostly the Army can go with the Hmong people.
And what about the language?
Oh, we have the translator too. We got people that speak English too. Mostly they
Hmong people they, or Americans?
Yeah, Hmong people speak English too. So every American people, we have one Hmong people to translate to all the group.
So you were fighting in the Army from 19 what?
About 72 to 75, 73 years.
The war was over in 75, or?
Yeah, because May 75, the country has changed. The Vietnamese took over the country. So the Lao government cannot help the Hmong people. So the Hmong people have to leave the country.
This helps me understand.
Yes. The Hmong people have to leave the country. We cannot stay with the communists. So all the Hmong people have to leave. Mostly the leader have to leave, even the government or the mayor or whatever have to leave the country. But we don't have the way to go. So the Journal of Foreign Policy decide, United States decide to take the Hmong people to Thailand. And then mostly the Hmong people escaped the country to Thailand, but by that time the communists took over the country, so the communists doesn't want Hmong people to get out of the country. So whatever they see, they have to catch you, or they have to pull you in jail, or they have to shoot you, that's the thing.
So from the time your family, was your father with you and your mother?
No.
They died?
No, they stay in the city because we don't have the way to go. So I just go by myself to Vientiane.
Vientiane.
It's the city of the Laos. Yeah.
I'm a little confused. Okay. You finish the army,
mm-hmm.
and you go back to the farm?
Oh, yeah, I finished 3 years in the army, and I go back to the city.
They had already moved from the farm?
No, the village.
The village.
The village, my mother and my father. City, you know, I become a leader for the village to help my people in there. 3 years, they were out of the country.
For 3 years, you were
army. 3 years in the village.
And it's called, what is it, Ben?
Vientiane. It's the one that
the one my mom
was
under.
Vientiane
is the city of
it. What? So you went for 3 years till what, 1978?
Yes.
So you could stay that long in Laos after the war? I'm confused.
Oh, okay. 73,
72,
74, 75.
It's the army.
And the year 75, between 75, the before the 75. Yeah.
You were in the army.
I'm the village.
Okay.
Before, no, sorry.
That's okay. I just want to make sure.
So I become the leader of the city for 3 years. And then
In 72?
Yeah. And then 72 to 73 to 75, and go to the army.
You were first the leader?
First the village. Yeah, now I got the army service.
Okay. Then the army.
Second army. Okay.
Okay.
Until 45, and then we leave the country.
Okay, that's why.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
that.
Okay.
I forgot that's 25 in the country.
Okay. So, at the end of the army, somebody says, gotta go.
Gotta go to Thailand.
And so what was that like?
So when we escape out to Thailand, I go to the city that they call Chiang Mai. The small city, it's not the Chiang Mai.
Small city of Chiang Mai?
In
From
Thailand.
Your village to Chiang Mai?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Chiang Mai to Nam Phong.
So you're traveling what, by
foot? No, it's by bus. That's the United Nations help provide everything in Thailand. Then go back to Vinai.
Nampong
is Thailand. Vinai is Thailand. So we go
Thailand?
Yeah, Thailand, all Thailand. See, Chiang Mai is Thailand. The first city that I get in there. The second is Nampong. That's the
So Vinai is before Nampong?
Nampong before Vinai.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. So we go to Nampong, then I go to Vinai. Then after we stay in the Vinai camp for 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah. And then 1980, I came to the United States.
Okay, can you describe more the camp life?
First the camp is we divide for four groups. I don't know how English, but we call the Sunina, I don't know whether 01 and 02 and 03 and 04. We had four group in the camp in Vinai. So we decided four group. So why is that? Zero 01 is one group.
Mm-hmm.
And 02 is two groups. 03 is three groups. So we have three group of people in Vinai. We decide for three groups.
But what were you basing the decision that you go to group one, you go to group two?
Oh, that's the when we was in Nampong, the Thai government decided to take the Hmong people out of the camp of Nampong to change the Hmong people to all the city. So the Thai government decided to they divide for four groups in Nampong. It's a first group go to Vinai. Thai government divide not we decided, but the government is Thai government decided. So first group go to Vinai.
And that's where you went?
Yeah, that is how I went.
And what did you do for 5 years? You're what? By then you were maybe 20 years old or about?
We have to...
You're Christine. Wait. How old are you? 21? 24.
Go to the Vinai. There's no house, it's just like a jungle. So we have to build a house, a school, store, everything.
Basically, they just drop it in the camp that got nothing yet. So they'll divide. Go one, go two, go three, go four,
Can't tell me, that's your thing, it's our problem.
Your problem, I thought, Shane, nhưng nhà có vấn đề cái đó như thế cũng có khi có mấy mối thì mình sẽ tính ra sự ít của ông từ đây cái đó nó sẽ đi sang bên đó để how do they know where you go là không muốn sợ là khi mình có từ đây có sao mà
vấn đề giờ thành ra mình là từ
cái thay thế là không có từ đây mà từ đây là không nhớ từ cái gì không được sao
Hello, you can ask.
No.
Unless she wants me to.
Go by the model.
Yeah, I'm going to explain because.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and catch you by the
way. It's okay. It's not a thief.
No, but it's because our language is.
Oh, she just doesn't want us to be bothered to you because we're speaking home.
No, it's okay.
Basically, they would say. This group go first, and then this group go second, because they'll build houses, like a long house of 10 or 20 families together. So they'll build like, for instance, in group one, we'll have like 40 houses for the long, like the army, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. In group two will be 40 houses right here. So they don't make people go, but they say who decided to go. What? Your cousin or whatever, who closest to you go. But it has to be a certain number, right? You know, one
group.
40 houses have to be just 1,000 or 2,000 people in that group. And you can decide where you go. They don't make you go.
Did they allow you to stay with your family?
Yeah. When you let up,
did you have privacy from the next family, or it's just one?
It's a property. Well, the thing that we just the can of Nampong. So
that's where you were.
Yeah, that's the first welcome back to the so. The Thai government decide to divide Hmong people for four groups.
Yes.
First group go to V9. Mm-hmm. Second group go to Piston Road.
Okay.
The third group go to Pestable, that's the city. So they decide to
disperse you.
Disperse the Hmong. So that's why they. That's why we have 1 and 2 and 3. But finally, all the Hmong people go to Vinai camp. Nobody go anywhere else. So that's why we got first group and second group and third and fourth group. But if you go, if you are on the first group, you come to Vina, you have to stay over here.
Right.
Group. The sergeant coming here, you have to stay here. You cannot go there. And the third group, there you stay here. So each group coming, they have to stay their own.
And how were you treated? Were they mean? Were they? I hear different stories of. From reading.
The government take care of them. We don't know much about that, but Thai government provide everything, food of the thing, the United
States. And you could go in and out, or as your wife said in the beginning, you could and then not?
First, we came to Vinai. You can go out the camp, but after 79, the Thai government don't let people out of the city. You have to stay inside the city.
You can't go out of the city.
You cannot go out. The you can't. Yeah.
So what did you do all day long?
Stay inside, whatever thing.
Be wrong.
Watch what?
Watch each other.
So this is a large part of your life when you're
United States government decided to take them all out of the city, the V9. That's why.
So it's a small area, and then people can't go out of the camp, and then bring food in, and after you eat, sit down and talk and watch, look at each other. Nothing. Walk back and forth.
So, in your mind, are you thinking you'll be there forever, or
no,
what goes?
In all of my, we got no way to go. We don't know where the United States. We don't know where the country go, but mostly United States and French and Australia is the country that coming.
But in your, I'm trying to ask, did you think you'd be there forever? Because
we know nothing.
Actually, we were thinking if the Thai government allows, we will go back to Chiang Mai to find work, like there are more people in Chiang Mai, huh?
Chiang Mai is in Thailand or Laos?
Thailand.
We cannot go back.
But then, you can't because they don't allow. They did not allow people from Laos to be citizens of Thai. That's why most elder, like my parents, they do not want to come to America. They want to stay, not go back to Laos, but to stay in Thailand to find with, like, you know, like the old days, because there's a story that when you come to America, all your own is your potted flower, you know, the potted flower that you buy from the store.
Yes.
The hanging flower or the potted flower, all your own, just that one.
But that's all you'll be able to have?
You have no land. The only dirt that you own is that one. Which is true, right? But I live in an apartment, I only have that. That's about it.
So they want to be with the land.
They want to have.
It's really interesting.
They want to have land. They have used their body. They want to use their body to do their own work.
Because that's all they knew back when they were in love.
Yeah. So this story, this is not a story, this is real. If I live in an apartment, all that own is that, like, that's much better than own.
So you're very.
They're fearful.
I'm getting teary-eyed, and I'm
too experienced. But they're fearful. Because America, in my current age, well, if you only own a pot of plant, of dirt, how are you going to live? Back then, you don't know that they have government help, you know? How are you going to survive in that much dirt?
So you're very attached to the land.
Yeah.
Because that was their way of living. So as for my grandparents and whatnot, what they did, that's all they did. That's all they knew how to do. That's all they know. This is their world right here.
And then
you either farm and you have to farm, you make money, you sell your vegetables, and that's all you know. To this day, my grandma still does it. That's all she does. It's all her vegetables. Mm-hmm. So then the thought of them coming to America not knowing anything, and comparison to, if I only have this, how am I supposed to make a living? This is my life.
This is really profound.
In Laos, my parents would have hundreds of acres. It's free land. You as long as you have a strength to cut tree or cut grass, free land, you don't even know, you're not living in the South. You got hundreds of cows, hundreds of chicken, whatever you want to have, all the land you have. And if you go to America or to the world, you only got this much dirt, how is it?
This is very important.
And then people are crying because now you have a car or you You don't have education. You don't even know how to sign your name. How you go out there find a job? They know that there's a job, but how you gonna work? So people don't want to try.
So you're very afraid.
Afraid. Well, I think some older people that their children come to America, they have very hard shape because they don't know.
So the two of you met in the camp.
Yeah.
Is there a story that you can share or no?
Not very story.
It's a secret. In our culture, both parents have to light the broom and the bride and the groom, but he doesn't have parents that time because his parents are loud.
Oh, your parents didn't get out.
Yeah, by that time my mother and father stayed loud. Only me in the camp.
Are they still living?
No, they already passed away.
Did you see them again?
No, never see them. In 1979, they tried to cross the Mekong River, but nobody helped, so they drowned in the river. I never see them. Mother, father, and my sister, all three died in the Mekong River. That's the other. I just heard that, but I know they live. I never see since then. I never stayed there for 40 years from now.
75?
75, I leave the country. Since then, I don't see there.
Oh, yeah. 40 years?
Since today, I don't see there.
Here, I only got one picture. That's the thing that I see it there. This is my father. This is my mother. This is my sister. They live in California. Her husband. This one, three in the river. This is my older brother, he's in Lynching. That's the only one I see in my family. I only got one picture, only one. When I was in Thailand and then Vietnam camp, and then I want my friend, he go back to Laos. So I called him that you go back to Laos, that you get a picture from my family. So I don't know, but I just got one picture from him that here is your mother.
Who got the picture for you?
My friend. Was my friend. We stay in the camp, but he go back to Laos. But so he sent me the picture. Only one picture I got there.
Will we be able to use the picture for the book?
Sure, that's no problem there. Yeah, whatever you bring, so this is a picture. Or you need a little picture, we got some pictures.
Okay. Too.
We can copy the picture to you, no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cash, fast picture to you, no problem. Yeah. If you need a picture, she can get sent to you.
Of this picture?
Yeah, whatever you want. They have a couple of pictures. They have a couple pictures of when they're back in Malazuzum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of money to Zima, so a lot of people don't have photos. But there's a couple, just a handful of photos that they have from when they're back in Malazuzum.
Do you have them digitally or?
Yeah. No, not yet. I mean, I can scan them in for you.
Okay, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, you got a couple of pictures.
He wasn't in there because that took in 1976 and he signified him already in Thailand. So back then people still think that they probably will turn the law over to democracy instead.
Yeah.
And some people say secret of the meat. Actually, they were back in the mountains, the people. And the guy that took the pictures was his aunt's son. So when he came back, they have money for those secret people to go back and secretly talk to people there. Allow my maybe to turn over to democracy so people don't give up their hopes. That's why he took the pictures of Carol's parents, but he wasn't there. That's the garden pictures.
It's a long story, Beshaha, because it's like a most Hmong people work for United States, and then if the people working for United States, the communists doesn't like it. If you go better, they're gonna catch you, or then it's bad thing. So mostly the Hmong people don't go back to Laos.
You understand the whole dynamic of that, right?
I'm glad you're asking. I can interview them better than I interviewed you.
Yeah,
because 7 months have passed where I'm starting to meet more people more.
Yeah, so it was just their lack of fear was only that America pulled out, and so they were left behind, and that was all. So if they were left behind and they got found, and that was that.
So we were talking about this picture because she said, wasn't in there. This picture was taken in 1976 from the people that somehow the CIA or whatever and get them their money go back to Laos secretly to tell people. That's why he wasn't in the picture. It's a suitable because you take interview from him and he doesn't have a picture in there, but he has that picture of him. He's not in there in your book and you're using it. Is it suitable or not?
Oh yeah.
Which is okay, but
yeah. If you're okay with it.
Yeah, because
It's okay with you.
It's not a person that you interview.
You need my picture. I can hear you.
I have a camera here. Don't worry.
I can get a whole picture, though.
Don't worry.
Okay.
You know, I would say they're not finished with me.
Okay.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You'll see me again if you're willing.
Oh.
Only if you're willing. But the other question I asked, which started this section, was about the two of you meeting, and you said his parents weren't living.
Yeah, that's right. He showed the picture. They were standing and there was something else.
So what happened with the when you two meet and... The romantic,
Actually, I think my dad liked him.
Good.
I think at first he came to see my cousin. And then my, because he lived at my cousin's aunt. But he's not parents, he lived in my cousin's aunt. And he came to my cousin. And then he received his daughter. And then, not romantically, but then,
I'm not going to pry their personal life.
But then my dad asked.
Will you tell them I'm not going to tell
them? Then my dad asked.
I don't want to know.
Then my
dad came and asked
them their personal life. Then my dad choose part of, choose spouse for his children. And my dad would say, do you know him? I say, I know his name, but I don't know who he is. Where did he come from? And then, in that time, I think my dad likes him more than I do. And then he just
say, a good sense of humor.
Then, because my, I have a short family, maybe he likes tall guys or something. Then my dad, I think my dad like him, and we don't see each other like boyfriend and girl. He just decided to marry them. Okay, marry them, marry. That's it. But you'll be very proud of your family, like your boyfriend and your girlfriend, right? And so, okay, then it's okay. You don't have, I don't know how you say it.
It's not a courtship.
Love connection that, you know.
Not a long time ago how it started. A love connection.
Wow. I was joking.
No, it's okay.
Don't get worried.
No.
Because my dad is very strict for his children. He will take whatever he takes to stop his children and get married if he doesn't like. But it's usually not successful. But if you have a kid, you don't want your parents to get, you know, mad, and you know, just say, "Oh, it's good that, oh, good that married."
Mostly we listen to the mother and the father. So if they decide that, okay, when the girl or the bride decide, oh, you can marry that girl, she's a nice people or whatever, that we listen to, but we try to get in close and just get married, that's the thing. Because in our culture, you cannot go to your girlfriend's house. You have to hide it, whatever you're hiding, you don't want her mother or father see you. That's the, mm-hmm. That's the thing that we used to do.
Were you able, because you were in the camp, mm-hmm. to have any kind of a ceremony or?
Yeah, we did.
When you actually got married.
I only put $300.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm
getting
dowry, so the fish
dishes
only
worth $300.
What's the time of that? Generally, that's the call on a debate between the sets of parents, culturally, how that works.
Uh-huh. And was there a ceremony?
Yeah.
Or how do they...
Mm-hmm.
We did regular ceremony.
But is it... was a shaman or Christian or what?
Shaman.
Shaman?
Yeah, shaman. It's a traditional
way to get married. Any photographs? Yes, it is. Very nice for me. I think we have a shaman.
Okay.
That's a very old picture of my dad.
That's...
You never see, maybe you don't know
that.
Yeah,
I think they're able to do everything, I think.
They have to pay people who take the pictures. They don't have a camera out there. This is it.
traditional.
This is the two of you?
Yeah. Wow. Like 37 years ago?
37 and 38 years old.
Chicken?
Mm-hmm. Mostly they have to use two chicken.
Consider you. And back in that time, consider we very rich. We got the two chicken and the necklace, the bottle from somebody.
The clothing, that's a very rich people.
And the head is bottle from somebody too, but we could afford the two chicken and the string to tie the hand.
And that's a tough one.
Are you able to scan?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that'd be great.
We maybe can get that one for you. This was a little better.
And oh, that's a great picture. I mean, it's
and awesome. This one, it's much better. We had cake.
Yeah.
This is in your other house?
No, this is
in the hall.
Yes, we can spend both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
And this one definitely is much better because you can have a cake.
That's very interesting culturally.
And this one, you could afford two chicken.
But that's
a two chicken is a lot of money back then.
Did you then cook them or somebody cooked them?
Yeah, usually if you get married, the bride has the honor of watching people cook. I don't do anything. Just stay pretty like this.
But so how old were you? You were early?
18.
18?
You
feel a little bit older?
19.
I'm older.
I'm 19
or maybe 30 year old.
30?
No. You never know when your life gonna change. You never know when your life gonna change.
That's a good
one. Yeah. Two chicken back then probably costing like when we married, we still go out and do some work for the Thai people, right? Like farming and all those stuff. Two chicken probably cost him a week of work from the field.
You know, our culture is you got married, you have to, when the two people decide to get married, then you have to, like me, I have to provide everything. I have to buy clothing, I have to provide food. And they call all my cousins and my brother and my friends come to my house and they say, okay, today I'm getting married. Then they have to use the string.
Yeah, what is the significant importance?
That's very important to say today you got married and then you are
blessing. Being person to I guess.
Then after 3 days, you have to take the wife and total 6 people and go to her mother, father house and to negotiate that everything. Her mother, father, okay or not. Yeah, okay. Did her mother, father decide to, if they like me or they don't like me, they were, she to marry me or not, they have to talk all day and make sure everything okay.